What do you think the team is going to look like this year?
Oh, we're going to look like the best in the Big 12, man. We're ready to take it all. That's what we in the gym for. We ain't in the gym to come in last place or come in second. We come in here to grind to being first.
Always.
As the wind hit my face while I drive through the lane. As you can see, I really love this game, man. I'm a bowler, a shot caller. And I've been winning in all four quarters. Listen to the crowds, you hear what they saying? They on their feet getting crunk cause they see me playing. Kids say I'm the man, thugs love my style. I keep it street with the braids and the diamond smile. I'm the star of the team, I make the most green. I got five, but I'm working on my sixth ring.
What's up, everyone? It's Drew and Eric again for the Air Raid Basketball Podcast. Say hello, Eric.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. How was your weekend? How's your week starting?
Week's good, man. It's spring break, so the kiddos are out of school, and I took some vacation. Gonna roll out of Dallas in the morning, head down to Galveston, hang out on the beach a few days, and I guess I'll watch the Big 12 tournament from Galveston somewhere.
Man, that sounds very relaxing, especially with this bad weather we're having up here in Dallas. But no, just switching over to basketball here. I know we have a lot to talk about. First, of course, the games last week. First, we had West Virginia, and then finished up the week with Kansas State. The West Virginia game wasn't pretty. It was pretty close around the 5 minute mark. West Virginia was only up 26-22. And from there, they just went on a run to close out the half. They went on a 17-4 run and were up 41-26 at halftime. They had 16 points off 11 rebounds, offensive rebounds. They had 9 points off of they had 16 points off 11 turnovers, my mistake, and 9 points off of 12 offensive rebounds. And Tech had 20 shots total in the first half, and we still shot 55% from the field, but we only have 20 shots. It's hard to outscore your opponent. And West Virginia had 37 shots and shot 49% from the field, and that's I mean, as well as we shot, the rebounding was just awful, and the press was just turning, making us force passes and turnovers. That was about as ugly as the first half I've seen us, play all year. What are your opinions about the same? What do you think about that first half?
Yeah, it was pretty ugly. I was not feeling too great. We weren't kept it within, in that 5 minute mark, it was somewhat close, 5 points or so. But a couple things that stuck out to me were the pressure. We had no answer for the pressure they were putting on us, the full court press, the turnovers. That's why they were getting so many more shots than us. A lot of times we weren't getting the ball past half court. So I'm surprised that we were able to shoot 55%, keep the game close. The other big thing that stuck out to me was with about a minute to go in the half, we had gotten on a mini run and cut the lead to about 10. And we were on defense, so all we need to do is get a stop. Maybe we cut the lead to 8, get it in single digits, we'll go in the locker room. But instead, they score. We turn the ball over twice in that last minute, and they extend the lead to 15 points and run into the locker room. So that was a huge momentum gain for them heading into half.
Yeah, and especially playing in Morgantown when they have a lead like that and you're playing against an elite a competitor like West Virginia, I was like, man, if we come back, then, that's something else. But at that point, I was like, I don't think we have this. Now, if you're down that many to maybe a TCU or Oklahoma State, you can fight your way back. But when you play a team like West Virginia, there's really no coming back from that, and we kind of saw that in the second half. Went on to lose 90-68, which, it's really our only second blowout of the season, the other one coming against the first matchup against Oklahoma. So, two blowouts on the year isn't bad. Last year, I don't even remember how many blowouts we had. But in this game, the final stats when – West Virginia had 40 rebounds as a team, and we had 23. And so, that explains it all right now. Their rebounding was the big difference there, and then turnovers as well. And we actually, let's see here, we shot the ball 41 times, and they shot the ball 68. So when a team's taking 27 more shots, more likely than not, they're gonna win. I just kind of chalk that up to, playing in Morgantown, that press that they run. They're just a great team, and they've been here in the past. They're prepping. They're getting ready for a Big 12 tournament run. They're getting ready for the NCAA tournaments. For this team, it's something brand new. Do you kind of see that game as a bloop, or do you think it's something to worry about heading into Big 12 tournament play in the NCAA tournament?
I don't think it's something necessarily to worry about because, yeah, we're on the road against a good team, or probably a great team, really. But I was disappointed in our effort. I was disappointed in our game plan. I don't think we were ready to handle their pressure, and we got out rebounded so bad, like you said. We turned the ball over 19 times. I just thought it was real ugly. And for me, kind of after seeing the game and thinking about it, it was our second blowout, but I really think it was our worst game of the season as far as being prepared and energy level and things like that. So, they got the lead to about 20 points in the second half, and we really couldn't do anything to get it under 20. Sometimes get it 16, they stretch it back to 20. So they just dominated us on the boards and the turnovers. And I hated seeing it happen this late in the season. I feel like we should be playing better. So luckily, if we need to transition into Kansas State, we didn't have a bad hangover from this game and continued to play poorly. We kind of turned it around the next week. So that gave me hope.
Yeah, for sure. It seemed like that West Virginia game kind of left a bad taste in the team's mouth, which is a good thing. They could have easily came out against K-State and had been lazy and not tried. But they came out, and you could tell that, once they got down, K-State, they came out and they couldn't miss. The first media timeout, they were up 10-2. And then around the 13-minute mark, they were still up 17-9. That was when Odiasi first came in the game and made his return. And we'll dive into that a little later. But the 8-minute mark, we were still down 23-15, We're closing in on that gap, still keeping it close game. We could have, against West Virginia, we could have got it within 8, and we ended up, crapping the bed, and they went into half with a 15-point lead. And in this game, they could have done the same thing, but instead they did the complete opposite of the West Virginia game, and they, as in Texas Tech, went on a 25-5 run to close out the first half and took a 12-point lead into halftime, going up 36-28. So the first half for Tech was pretty much the opposite of what happened in that West Virginia game. Do you think they kind of took that West Virginia game as a lesson and improved upon those mistakes? Or do you think maybe this team was just playing really well at that time?
A little bit of everything, but I think, there are such things as having a good loss, and losing to West Virginia like that probably got this team refocused. And coming in, senior day, like I said, Odiasi came back, so emotions were high, but when we got down 12-2, I was like, oh no, we're going to get blown out by Kansas State at home on senior day, and then we're going to miss out on the NCAA tournament, and da-da-da-da, my mind starts racing. But at this team, as they've done all season, they battled, and they keep battling, like I said, took the lead, got on that huge run and ended the half, and I was feeling really good.
Yeah, I think they were, playing well, and just, from coming off that West Virginia game where things went south in that first half, I kind of thought it was maybe, gut check time for the team, and they saw it as, okay, we gotta do something now, or we're going to end up getting blown out at home on senior day. But they for sure took the game into their hands. Kansas State really never got within, striking range in that second half. And, the four of the starting five, excluding Temple, were in double digits. Williams and Evans both had 20, Smith and Gosher both had 13. And it was just a really, you know, well-played game, a good team effort. Saw some guys get to play that usually don't. Jordan Jackson, he got a minute of playing time. Thomas got 6 minutes. C.J. Williamson got two. So that was nice to kind of get some of the younger guys some touches. But do you think that win, the you know, ended up being 80-71, do you think that's going to, you know, be enough momentum to roll into the Big 12 tournament? Do you think that win kind of solidifies Tech's spot in the NCAA tournament?
I think that win did a lot. I think that win gave our team a lot of confidence. It also got us to 9-9, which, you know, got us to 500 in the toughest conference in the country. And that's a great resume line for anything. So there's a lot of good to take from this. I thought the game played out exactly like senior day should play out. You had the Todd Father, Gocher, and Williams had great games, but Williams kind of did what we wanted to do all season. He went off for 20 points. And then Tubby Smith was, since we had such a good lead, Tubby Smith was able to take Williams and Gocher out one at a time and let everybody clap for him. So for me, it was all sentimental, and I was like, this is exactly how it should be. But getting that win, getting to 500 in conference and coming in to the Big 12 tournament is one of the better playing teams. You know, we're finished seventh, but a game or two away from finishing sixth, finishing fifth, you know. When you look at it, I think Texas is number four in the conference, but they're only two games ahead of us, you know. Now, that's not including tiebreakers, but that's two wins away from fourth in the conference. So we're playing as well as anybody right now. And to get that win, close out regular season play was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I think that win, you know, getting us to that 500 mark in the Big 12, which, you know, is undoubtedly, you know, the best basketball conference in the nation, you know, that was huge. You know, no one thought we were going to finish 500 in the Big 12. And I believe that was the first time finished 500 in the Big 12 since the 2006-2007 season. And so that was a great, you know, great performance. And like you said, it's how senior day is supposed to go. You know, everyone's supposed to, you know, get the win. And like you said, Williams and Gocher got to get the applause and get the win. And then even, you know, after the game, Gocher popped a questioner out there on the court. And that was really nice to see. You know, you got to wonder, if we were to lose that game, would he have still done that? Like, that's
a good question. Probably not. I mean, yeah, probably not. There would have been nobody in the stands. Tubby Smith would have been pissed off and already gone to the locker room. You know, that's pretty funny, but that's a good point, Drew. I didn't think about that.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, that was kind of the cherry on top right there. I mean, it was just you could see this team is having fun. They enjoy being around each other, and they're kind of like on a little high right now, I think, because no one expected this. And if they end up getting to the tournament and losing the first game, then, hey, you know, no one even thought they'd be here. So it's definitely nice to see these guys playing loose. And the main reason this team is where they're at is because of Tubby Smith. And, you know, on Sunday we saw him win the Big 12 Coach of the Year award, and then Sporting News crowned him the National Coach of the Year. Tubby took over a team that went 1-17 in the Big 12, and 3 years later, they're at 500 and, you know, probably going to get a berth to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 8 years or 9 years. So, I mean, all the credit, I think, to Tubby. I mean, did you expect him to get this thing turned around as fast as he did?
No, I did not. And now everybody, you know, nobody, and you can literally say nobody, expected this team to do what they've done this year. And so that's really cool to see this and feel like we're being a part of it by watching all these games and talking about it and writing about it. But, no, I mean, most people, what you're reading, and one of the reasons he's gotten all these awards and accolades is because he's basically made this team arrive a year earlier than anybody thought. And yes, he's coach of the year this year, but last year is when he built the foundation, when he decided he was going to play all these freshmen all these guys that are sophomores now, but he was going to play all freshmen and just take his lumps last year. But what he did is he developed a strong foundation for what we're seeing this year, and it's paying huge dividends. And, you know, there's all sorts of things I can point to that he did this year, but we lost Odiase, our center, and we thought it was over. In January, we weren't winning. We lost three or four in a row in the Big 12, and it looked like, oh, my gosh, we're not even going to make the NIT. But he found a way to pull this all together and keep them focused, and they got on a winning streak, and it's incredible. It's incredible. I never would have expected this.
Yeah, like you mentioned, last year, even though the team didn't do too hot, I like that he played all those freshmen because – He knew what he was doing. You know, your team needs chemistry. They need to build that up. That they need to know how each other plays. You know, if you assemble, I know this is a horrible analogy, but you know, with the Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks, it seems like every year they just piece together six free agents and throw them out there on the court and expect them to do well, and they're mediocre every year. You know, last year, with this team, Texas Tech, they Tubby knew what his core was going to be going forward for the next 3 to 4 years, and he threw them together out there and said, all right, guys, you know, go out here. I don't expect you to do too well, but it built up this team and its chemistry, and that shows that he's a great coach. He knows what he's doing. And
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I know a minute ago you mentioned Odiase, and you know he had been out, I believe it's 12 games in total. I said I expected him to get 5 to 10 minutes. He got 8. He had 4 points. He also picked up 3 fouls in those 8 minutes, but I think that might be a little expected. If you don't play basketball for 12 games, you kind of lose that, you know. That, I guess you could say focus. He might have been a little rusty, but what do you think about his performance? Like I said, it was only 8 minutes, but he didn't look too hobbled or anything. What do you think about Odiase's comeback?
Well, it was exciting. You know, it was a good thing that he got back right before conference postseason play. We need him. We're going to need him. So it gave him this is his game to get acclimated. I'm sure this week in practice it's full 100% go. But I thought Tubby did a good job of just, you know, not shaking up the starting lineup or doing anything drastic, just eased him in. You said 8 minutes, you know, that's what we're kind of thinking, 5 to 10 minutes, get him some play. But he didn't look bad, and he's, you know, we've definitely missed him because I was watching the game and I was like, whoa, his size, you know, you really noticed his size, and he was using his hips and pushing people around. So it was great to have him back. You know, he's going to have a ways to go getting back in shape, but hopefully, you know, he gets this Kansas State game under his belt. Now, hopefully we have at least two games in the, you know, I say that at least two games in the Big 12 tournament, maybe more. Got to beat TCU first, but this is going to be great and set us up for the games to come.
Yeah, talking about his size, he's like, he's our true big man, I guess you could, you know, say. He's a true center, you know, rebounding and defense. And playing down low are his go-to characteristics. So, yeah, he gives us that more physical mentality down low, which will be great going into Big 12 play and hopefully the NCAA tournament.
Right. And to say that, you know, I was happy for him. I was happy that he's going to get involved in this postseason play. You know, he was part of the pre-conference, you know, when the team was 11-1. Kind of built the foundation for the rest of the season, because they don't go 11-1, then that makes things a lot harder as far as NCAA tournament talk and stuff. And he's a big part of that, so I was happy to see him back, and he's going to get to participate.
Yeah, exactly. He definitely helped get that team to where they were. And, you know, after every game, I'd see him tweeting stuff about the team, and it seemed like he was never really down on himself. So it's definitely good to see him get out there and get ready for the Big 12 tournament. Before we start our Big 12 tournament talk, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll do some chatting about the Big 12 tournament, who we think is going to win, and then where we see Texas Tech being in the NCAA tournament. So take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
know that your contribution and your impact affects 400 student athletes who are in a position to continue to grow.
It allows us to get education, and there's a lot of students that come to this university that couldn't afford it.
Without them, I wouldn't be here for sure, and none of these student athletes that we're going to have a chance to work with would be here. There's some of us on the staff that I know we wouldn't be here today had we not had that opportunity, which was presented to us by the Red Raider Club.
I'm not sure of what I see. You don't help me. Why are you telling me to stay the same? She's looking in my eyes. Most of you are the guys. Why are you telling me to stay the same?
Welcome back, everyone. It's Drew and Eric here still talking basketball with Diva. Eric, we'll transition over to the Big 12 tournament here. We have the first round matchup against TCU. Winner of that goes on to face West Virginia. And before we even dive into this game, one thing that I noticed is, you know, you have these mid-major teams, Valparaiso, Monmouth, and Wichita State, that all were favorites to win their tournament. Wichita State only has 8 losses, and Monmouth and Valparaiso, I believe, have around 5 or 6 losses each. Like I said, they were picked to win their tournament. They got booted out of their tournament early. Do you think if we lose to TCU in the first round matchup, do you think we're still a lock? Or do you think we might should be worried that one of those teams or maybe two of those teams get in above us? So do you think a loss to TCU eliminates us from the tournament?
I don't. And I don't because I've got 3 reasons, really. One is we play in the best conference in the country, or arguably the best conference, however you want to say it. But probably the best conference in the country. And we finished 500. You know, that's a great, great resume point. Secondly, we have the second number 2 strength of schedule ranking in the country. So that means, you know, there's only one team that's played a harder schedule than us, and we won 19 games with the potential to win our 20th coming up. So that's number 2. And number 3, I don't think we're on the bubble. I think if you look at kind of all the projections, it's we're either a 7 or an 8 seed. It's kind of where things are shaking out. Usually, if you're on the bubble, they're projecting you around a 10 seed. We're not there. We're not projected for that. I don't think TCU. I think, you know, it could definitely, if we lose to TCU, then we're going to be an 8 seed. If we beat TCU, get to play West Virginia, makes our resume even better. Then that probably solidifies or makes us more consideration for that 7 seed. But I don't think losing to TCU is going to knock us out of the tournament. What about you, Drew? What do you think?
Yeah, I think a loss to TCU would – I think it probably gets a 9 or a 10 seed. And I think a win will be 7 or 8. It just all depends. You never know how the committee does. But, yeah, I think if we lose, we're still in. I don't think we have anything to worry about. You know, we may just drop some – you know, to 9 or 10. I think if we win, we'll still be a 7 or 8. But okay, since you know what I mean, do you think there's any chance we lose to TCU, or you think we go in there and win that thing?
Well, it's a tournament, right? One and done.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's always, you see this all the time. It's hard to beat a team 3 times in 1 year. So. I'm not going to sit here and say there's no way we lose, but I like our chances. TCU's injured. TCU's beaten down. You know they have 0 postseason aspirations, but yet they got to get on a plane and fly up to Kansas City and probably get their tails kicked once again. So that, but we'll see. You know, neutral court, one and done tournament. Maybe they're all jacked up thinking, "No, we'll win the tournament. We'll win this Big 12 tournament, and then we'll go to the NCAA tournament." You know, you never know, but I like our chances. I think we're playing well, and we're playing way better than TCU, and we've got just more personnel. That's just TCU still rebuilding. They got injuries a lot like we were last year. So give me Tech, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, Tech is playing with all, you know, has a lot more to play for right now, and I think TCU, you know, might be looking forward to, you know, eating Kansas City barbecue instead of playing in the tournament. So I think you know, Tech gets the win there. So moving forward, you know, that would put us in a second round matchup against West Virginia. You know, the first game, only 4-point loss. We were up by 4 with under a minute left. Second game, 22-point loss. Lots of turnovers, got out rebounded, but we'd have Odiase back against West Virginia. But they are, as we saw, a really good team. Do you think, you know, like it is tournament play, anything can happen? If you had to put, maybe a percentage on this game, percentage that West Virginia wins, percentage that Tech wins, you know, of course, equaling up to 100, what percentages would you put on this game?
You know, I'm not going to – I think Tech knows now. They just played them last week, right? So I think they're going to have an understanding of what the full court press and the pressure and the rebounding, and Tubby Smith's going to be all over their butts about it. So I think it'll be a closer game. So I'm going to give Texas Tech a 40% chance to win that game, which means I give, obviously, West Virginia a 60% chance to win that game. I don't think we get blown out. I don't think we get blown out on a neutral court in tournament play. Tournament play, for whatever reasons, tightens up, and it's that last 5 minutes, that last 5-6 minutes that's going to matter. And so I give Tech a chance to win, definitely a puncher's chance for sure. What about you?
Yeah, I'm surprised you gave them that high, but yeah, I mean, I think they have a chance. It's another one of those things where West Virginia, they've been here before. They know what to do. You know, Tech hasn't won a Big 12 tourney game in quite a while now. So if, you know, they pick up that win against TCU, it's a brand new territory that this team has seen, that Tubby Smith has seen since being at Tech. So I would still give the edge to West Virginia. And if I had to put percentages on it, I would unfortunately probably say 75 West Virginia, 25 Tech, just because they've been here before. It's almost a David versus Goliath feel to me, just because, you know, the unknown of Tech in such a tournament. But
well, they are the 2 seed. And what's funny is, let's say something would have happened last week, crazy, where we become the 6 seed. It isn't that much better. We would have had to play OU. So there's no easy way through this tournament. So give me let's play West Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. I last week we even mentioned about being a 7 seed versus a 6 seed, and almost preferred to get that one more game in, give Odiase some practice, and as well as, you know, give this whole team a little bit more experience. But so moving forward here, I know we both favor West Virginia in a matchup with us. So that brings me to the next question here. In the Big 12 tournament, who do you see – first off, who do you think any team in here might make a sneaky run? I know – in the Big 12, there aren't really any sneaky teams. Everyone's, you know, pretty legitimately, you know, pretty good at basketball in the Big 12. But do you see anyone maybe making a run here outside of, you know, a 1 or 2 seed? Do you see, you know, a 3 seed or lower making a run, maybe ending up in the finals?
Right. Well, let's do it this way, Drew. I'll tell you the team that I think is going to disappoint in this tournament. You tell me the team you think is going to be a sneaker. Or, and we say a sneaker, but really they're still going to be like a top 6 in this tournament. But number 3, OU. I bet you Iowa State beats them as a 6 seed, because OU just hasn't had it. You know, they depend too much on Buddy Hield lately. They're not playing good ball, and I think they're just, you know, you want to be peaking or playing some of your best basketball at this time of the year, and they're simply not, right? They're lucky to even have that 3 seed in this tournament. And it's been February was hard on them, so we'll see. So who do you think is going to has a – you know, Kansas is number one seed, right? So if someone's going to sneak up and take it, who's it going to be?
Yeah, it's weird to say, but Texas has been playing pretty well here as of late. You know, they did get they had a 20-point loss to Kansas, and they lost to Baylor as well. But earlier in the year, they didn't look all that great. But it seems like after Cameron Ridley went down, they were able to, you know, after a few games of him being absent, they kind of figured out who the ball needed to go through, who would be their big man. I know Prince Ibe has been playing well. They did have a win against West Virginia earlier in the year a few weeks back. So it wouldn't surprise me if maybe Texas gets on a run and ends up in the finals. You know, they played Baylor that first game. I think if they can get past Baylor, who knows in that Kansas game. I just feel like they would be, I guess, the sneakiest team I could think of at the moment.
Yeah, that's a great pick. They've been playing well for sure. And Shaka Smart in his first year gets this team 20 wins in the regular season. But I mean, he's a great coach. But come on, it's Texas. There was plenty of talent there. Rick Barnes probably would have gotten 20 wins if he was still there this year. But still, they're rolling. So that's a good pick. I'm definitely kind of excited to watch this tournament play out in that side of the bracket for sure.
Yeah, that bracket looks, pretty tough. I mean, this whole bracket looks tough, but that the matchup between, Kansas, if they get by the winner of Kansas State and Oklahoma State, which, I mean, you never know, they might upset Kansas. But I think that game between Kansas and either Baylor or Texas will be pretty interesting. And so in the end, who do you think wins this Big 12 tournament? Iowa State the past 2 years has won it, and they've put together some good teams, but they're having a little bit of a down year. But who do you think pulls off the win in the championship game?
Right. So from that lower half of the bracket, we get West Virginia. Assuming we beat TCU, we get West Virginia. I like West Virginia to go all the way to the championship game. I think Iowa State beats OU, and so that'll be a West Virginia Iowa State matchup on Friday. So Saturday will be West Virginia and Kansas. Yeah, Saturday final will be. I don't think Texas squeaks by Kansas, so I give me Kansas West Virginia in the final, the 1 and 2 seed. That's the chalk, but I think West Virginia wins it this year. Give me West Virginia.
Yeah, I think it will also be Kansas and West Virginia, but I'm going with Kansas just because I feel like right now they're one of the best teams in the country. They've put together a pretty long win streak now, and I feel like everything's just kind of rolling on all cylinders right now for Kansas. So I look for Kansas to probably win it. I mean, it's not a shocking pick, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Jayhawks pick up the regular season and the Big 12 tourney, championship.
But I won't feel so good about my pick if it's Texas versus West Virginia in that championship game. You got to think at that point Texas will take it.
Yeah, exactly. But good. Yeah, I was just gonna say, if it is Texas, West Virginia, I feel like they would have, Texas would have a lot of momentum. And you also got to think that in Kansas, it's almost an advantage for them because they're playing in Kansas City. I know it's not the same state, but it's right there on the border. But
oh, no doubt. No
yeah, worries. I would like to see it rotate, Dallas, Kansas City, Oklahoma City. I would like to see it kind of move around. But, yeah, I think if Texas gets it, in there, they'd have a lot of momentum. If Kansas is in the final, of course, they'll have a lot of home court advantage as well.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be rowdy. And That would be awesome if they would rotate it, move it around. Because it was even if they would, or not even rotate it, but put the darn thing in Oklahoma City, where it's neutral, where the northern teams and the southern teams can drive there, and you know, in a reasonable amount of time, and catch some of the tournament. But putting it up there kind of really gives Kansas, Iowa State, Kansas State an advantage.
Yeah, exactly. And even when Missouri was in the Big 12 is another unfair. If, you know, for such a big tournament, it feels like they should rotate it around. But instead of talking Big 12 tournament, let's move to the NCAA tournament. I know we've both said, you know, what the TCU win, TCU loss, where we end up. In the end, on Selection Sunday, which is this coming up Sunday, when they announced Tech to have a bid in the NCAA tournament, do you think, you know, what seed do you think Texas Tech ultimately is?
Ultimately, I think they fall in that 8 seed just because of their 500 record. And an 8 seed's not bad. I mean, that's good stuff. But maybe a 7 seed, but I don't think it doesn't matter. You know, 8 seed, 7 seed. Of course, you know, when you're in that 8 seed, your second game's against the number one team. And I was just kind of scrolling through earlier looking, and Joe Lunardi has us projected to go out, even will be in the West. He just had West bracket. But that first round of the West bracket was in North Carolina. And our first game would – I mean, our second game would be against the number one team, North Carolina. So we would have to play North Carolina in the state of North Carolina for our second game. How bad does that suck? So 8 seed's not nothing to brag about, but I think that's where we're going to be. I mean, maybe the 7 seed, maybe we get on a hot run here in the Big 12 tournament, but probably an 8 seed, which good for us, you know, make it to the second round. And hey, if we end up beating the number one seed in the second round, we'll be the talk of the country for at least a week until the next, till the Sweet 16 starts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think in the end, I think we'll be an 8 seed if we somehow beat West Virginia in that second round. I think that might be enough to get us to 7 seed, but I think we'll be an 8 seed. I know, like maybe it was a, I know bracketology changes up so much, but you know, a week ago we were the 8 seed and looking to face a 1 seed Virginia, but North Carolina. They've been playing really well here as of late, and it seems, you know, now North Carolina has kind of replaced Virginia as that one seed in that bracket. But it'll be interesting to see who we get in that first round matchup. I know I've seen Vanderbilt, I've seen VCU, I've seen South Carolina. So it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just too bad they're not playing closer to home. That would have been really cool to have been able to watch them play. But yeah, I think in the end we'll end up getting an 8 seed. And I mean, if we pull that off and we're playing a number one seed on national television, you know, that will be something to really watch, because I don't even remember watching Tech on that big of a stage since I've been a Texas Tech fan.
No, it'll be awesome. Completely yeah. Awesome. But the whole, you know, and who knows, they're just projecting this stuff, and they are never really Joe Lunardi, he'll get like the first one or two seeds right. And after that, he may get all the teams correct, or most of the teams correct that are in the tournament, but he doesn't get them right, what region they're in and where they're playing and all that stuff. So there's still a chance we get to play in Oklahoma City that first weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and that'll be awesome, because then we can get some Tech fans there and, you know, have a chance. But you know, who knows, it'll be exciting to see where we fall and where, you know, what seed we're going to be. It, you know, gives me a reason to tune in on Sunday afternoon for Selection Sunday.
Oh yeah, that's going to be awesome. You know, I'm sure Twitter and everything's probably going to blow up, but yeah, definitely looking forward to Sunday. I know we'll have an article up that day, and then we'll for sure do an NCAA preview pod and try to maybe get some special guests to join us for that as well. But yeah, I guess next time we talk, we'll know where we sit in the NCAA tournament. We'll be able to talk some NCAA tournament basketball, which is going to be a lot of fun. But do you have anything else you want to add?
Only that, you know, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., we have the late game. There's the Kansas State, Oklahoma State, which who knows how that game's going to go. That's the 6 o'clock start, and then 8 o'clock on ESPNU is Tech versus TCU.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Get the win there, and then we play on Thursday. So 6 everyone, o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Everyone, make sure you tune in tomorrow, and then hopefully be able to tune in 6 o'clock on Thursday as well. But until next time, everyone, thanks for listening. Next time you hear from me and Eric, we'll be talking NCAA tournament. Thanks.